Hi, and welcome to the Shoot From The Heart podcast with me, Diane Bell. If you want to write a script, make a movie, or quite simply live an abundant and creatively fulfilled life, you are in the right place. Each week, I'll share with you tips, techniques, and real-world information that will inspire and empower you on your path. Thank you so much for joining me. I am rooting for you all the way. Let's do this. Hello, 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 beautiful and amazing screenwriters, filmmakers, and creative souls. I want to talk to you today about money and about getting money for your movie. And obviously, this is just like a massive topic for so many people at all times. It's one of the biggest hurdles that people sort of feel stops them from making the movie. It's like, what's stopping you from making a movie? Can't get the money. Don't know how to get the money. Money's so hard. All the things about money. So let's talk about money and how to get money for your movie. The other day we were talking about budget and scheduling, like things that you have to do before you go after money. And it's so important before you consider even raising anything to have a very clear idea of how to make your movie for the amount of money that you're seeking. So you have to get a budget and schedule done off your script before you even get into this conversation so that you really know that you can make a good movie for the amount of money you're going to be seeking. So you decide how much money it is. When I was making my first film, I really wanted to create a budget. I wanted to try to make it for $100,000. I thought I could get $100,000, and I wanted to find a way to make it happen for that. And so I think it's possible to reverse engineer in a sense and sort of have an idea of how much you think you can get. And then how can I make this movie for that? And how can I make a good one for that amount? Make adjustments to the script, you know, keep shifting, keep changing, keep chopping it, keep working it until you come up with a budget, schedule, script. That's like the trio. It's like the holy trinity of the film that really work, that really makes sense, that you feel 100% confident about. You feel, okay, if I got that amount of money, I know I could deliver a good movie. Once you're in that place, then you should be able to raise finance. Now, there are other things that I think you need in order to raise finance. I don't think you just need a script, a budget, and a schedule in order to go to financiers, but we'll talk about that another day, okay? I think there's a whole package that you need to really get your ducks in a row before you go and actually ask anyone for money. But let's today talk about actually where you get money from, right? Who these people are or these companies are, and how you actually make it happen. So basically, if you want to finance film, you have two options. You can either go down a conventional route, which means you'd be looking for a production company to back your film or sales agents. And if you go down that route, what you're really going to be looking to do is to package your movie. You're going to be looking to get some name cast. Most people, like most conventional film companies or film financiers, will not be interested in just a script. It won't be enough for them to say like, hey, we want to do this movie. They will want more of a package. And I'm not against this path because it's obviously how most films get made, most conventional movies and bigger movies. But I'm just going to say, if you have never made a movie before, to go down that path can be going down the path of a lot of heartache and never making your movie. And I've seen it again and again. I talked about this the other day. Many people go down that route, you know, and they're trying to jump through the hoops and get the actors and get this, you know, get people interested. And they just spend years doing that instead of actually making their movie. But I mean, it's still a legitimate path. I'm never going to say you don't do it if you really feel called, if your movie feels like that's the path and it's the right path for your film and your project and you, then go down that path 100%. But let's talk about another path today. It's not the conventional path. This path is the path of the entrepreneurial filmmaker, the filmmaker who's going to make their film no matter what, and they're going to make it happen. And how we make that happen is by going out and raising the money ourselves. Now, if you go down this path, basically what I would advocate for is that you are going to raise a mix of finance from private equity investors and then also from crowdfunding. So there's two main sources of your income or of the equity for the film. It's going to be private equity and then also from crowdfunding. Now, if you have a budget of, say, like $150,000, so you've worked out your budget, you've got it down to like $150,000, you probably are looking for not just one investor who can give you $150,000. That's quite hard to find. I mean, if you know someone that could give you $150,000, awesome. I don't know anyone. I personally, anyway, think it's kind of better to get it from a multiple set of sources. So you're looking for, you know, maybe $25,000 from one investor, $10,000 from another, $10,000 from another, maybe raise $20,000. $100,000 from crowdfunding and so on and put it together that way. That's what I advocate for. I think if you do it that way, one, you will retain creative control. There's no single investor who's going to feel like they own the film and that they should be able to make the decisions about it. You will have control because it's like divide and conquer. And besides from that, you're more likely to find people who can invest these smaller amounts of money. For someone to invest $100,000, there are lots of people in the world who could invest $100,000 and afford to lose it, but there's less. There are a lot of people who could invest $5,000 in your movie and afford to lose it. So let's talk about who investors are, and then we can also talk about actually financial structures. So who is going to give you this money? Who gives you the money? Basically, what I advocate for is you start creating lists of people. List everyone that you know who has money to spare, okay? This sounds crazy. This sounds like bonkers. People always look at me like, what? But make a list like of everyone that you know. And it doesn't just need to be people that you know really well. I mean, it might be your doctor, you know, it might be the principal of your school. It might be, you know, people that could afford like $5,000, $2,000 to $5,000 to $10,000. And so just make a list. List anyone and everyone you know that's like that. Make a list of everyone who's ever supported you. People who have supported you in your path as an artist and as a filmmaker. Make a list of those people. Make a list of people that you know who have supported the arts or show support for the arts. And by that, I mean that they actually do invest in some way in the arts. Now, these people don't need to be film investors. They could be people who regularly go to the ballet or they go to concerts or whatever. But they care for the arts. It's something to them. Right? The next thing to do is make a list of people who might have a special interest in your film or in you. So almost every film has some sort of like special interest concerns. Your film might be about somebody who has Alzheimer's. So any Alzheimer's associations, people who have been affected by Alzheimer's, do your research, you know, find it out. If you're a female filmmaker, that in itself is a sort of special interest. There will be certain people that will want to support female filmmakers, and there will also be some bodies that give grants and so forth to them. So this is where you just research and you really think out of the box here. Like, what are the special interests of your movie? If you're making a schlocky horror film, who loves schlocky horror films? Who are the supporters of these films? There's always certain angles for every single movie. So think about that and make a list of them. Once you have these lists, you have your list of investors and you're going to go to these people. Now, you might extend it beyond that as well. You might also think about, for instance, if you went to college at all, alumni associations. I know one filmmaker who funded her first two films purely from equity raised from her alumni. So that can definitely be a source of income if you went to college. Another place that you might think about is just like your local area or where you plan to shoot the movie. Because often local businesses, for instance, they would be interested in supporting it. So it's really just brainstorming like mad, coming up with these lists. Once you have the lists, the first thing that I would do is look at them and see if any name shows up more than once on any of them. So if you have somebody that shows up in multiple places, that's probably somebody who will invest in your movie. If they show up on, yes, they have money to spare, yes, they support you in your work, yes, they've supported the arts before, that person is a slam dunk. That person will invest in your film, almost guaranteed. So look for those people that show up on more than one list. Then also think about who would have the potential possibly to invest larger sums. You might have some people you think they might be good for like $1,000 or $2,000, but not more than that. So it's figuring all those things out and then making your list, then a new list. It's like list after list, right? Of sort of like who you're going to target to go after for equity, for funding. Now, for a lot of people right now, this will be terrifying. I don't know if you're one of them. Put your hand up if you're terrified about asking people for money. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of like, raw. I know I was for years. Like asking people for money was just something that scared the living daylights out of me, right? It would just like make me seize up. You know, it's like you're trying to make a phone call and you're just like, oh, you know, how can I ask someone for money? So I'm just going to like give you a little bit of mindset work about asking for money, because this is probably one of the most important things you can learn as an entrepreneurial filmmaker, beyond anything, like beyond all the practicals. If you learn how to just be at ease asking for money, your life and your career is going to go so much better. So asking for people for money, the number one thing to know about asking people for money is that you are not begging for money. You are in no way desperate for the money. Right? And it's really important to get that in your head, because I know so many filmmakers, the money becomes such a block. It's like, the only thing that's stopping me is the money. And if I could just get my hands on the money, and how do I get the money? And okay, I'm going to meet this person, but if they don't give me the money, I just don't know what I'll do. And this is not the mindset that is going to get money coming to you. It's not going to come. If you're desperate, feeling this lack and this fear around money, you're not going to find it easy to raise money. What you need to switch into is an awareness that you have something incredible to offer them. And really, they would be crazy to say no to you. That you are doing an act of generosity by offering the opportunity to invest in your film. You are giving them a gift. And when you really, really embrace this, and when you really get into that headspace, I tell you, it becomes actually easy to raise money. Why do people invest in films? Have you ever thought about that? Like, we have a thing in our society generally where we talk about investments, and it's all return on investments. And mostly we think that investments, like, people invest. Why do people invest? People invest to make money. They invest money to make money. Sounds simple. I don't think people invest in movies at all to make money. That has not been my experience. It's not my belief. It's not how I think it works. If people want to make money from their money, if they're like, literally, I have $20,000 and I really want to get money out of that, they don't invest it in a movie. Right? They're going to do something completely different with it. So why do people invest in movies? Most movies don't make money. Let's be honest about that. Like 97% of movies, I think, don't make money. That's just a fact, not to scare you away, but most movies don't make money. So I always think going to investors to say to them, hey, would you invest in my movie? Because we could make a ton of money out of this. I think that's incredibly disingenuous. And I think it's completely missing the point of why people invest in movies and what return on investment means to a lot of people who will give you money for your film. So why would someone give you money if they're not necessarily going to get it back? Now, let me be clear. It's not that I go to investors and I say, oh, you're going to lose your money. Give me your money and I'm just going to spend it and it's going to be gone. I would never say that to anybody. I'm always going to be saying, hey, these are the risks involved. I'm going to do everything that I can to try and make this money back. And here's what I understand about what we can, you know, do to make that happen. And here's the plan for distributing our movie and all that stuff. I will definitely say that. But I do also say to them, you should not invest any money that you are not willing to lose. I will always say that to them because I think that's absolutely, that's truthful, that's honest, that's the truth of the situation. The statistics are they're not going to get that money back. And you have to be honest about that upfront. And I think people appreciate that. So what are you offering if you're not offering a guaranteed return on investment in cash? People invest for different reasons. And I would invite you to think about the people on your list, the people that you might want to go to for money, and to think about why they might invest. Now, it might be because quite simply, they want to support you. They think you're great and they would love to see you fulfill your potential and they'd love to see you make the movie that's been your passion project, right? So it might be as simple as that. It might be that they love movies and that they would love to be involved in one. This is very, very common, let me tell you. I mean, that's the Coen brothers who famously raised the money for their first movie, Blood Simple, by targeting dentists. You know, they thought, have boring jobs but have excess cash. And it was like, hey, you can be part of this amazing movie. And there's definitely people who, like, they just love movies and they would love to be a part and actually to be able to come to the set, to know that they'll be invited to any film festival screenings, to be a part of it in that way is really exciting to them. And that in itself is a big call. There might be people who want to invest particularly in a movie that yours is, right? Your movie. So like I said before, if for instance, your movie was about a character with Alzheimer's, you know, some people might really want to see that story portrayed on the screen. That might be very important to them. Or if it's about wildlife or it's about this or that, it might be a subject that's dear to their hearts and they would love to see a film and love to support a film that's about that thing. Or it might be about the location. You know, as I mentioned before, you might get money, for instance, from local businesses that you're gonna highlight this neighborhood or this area and show what a wonderful place it is. So there's all these different kinds of reasons. Some people invest in movies because they want their kid to work on the movie. I've had that happen twice for me, two big investors in two of my movies. That was the situation. They invested the money so that their child could work on the movie and get experience. So there's many, many, many different reasons that people will invest. And as I said, these people, they're investing. Yes, of course, they hope the movie's a huge success and that they make lots of money out of it. But they are also aware of the risk and they're also aware that they might not get the money back and they're happy to invest in it. So just be clear when you're making those lists, when you're thinking about who you're approaching, think about why this person would be interested in investing in this movie. And then really gear up to them when you are going to approach them. So let's talk about how you approach them and how you get a yes rather than a no. My thing about approaching people to finance films is I think the more that you can make it seem, one, like the movie is happening, the better. With or without their contribution, with or without them being a part of it, it's going to happen. They can either get on board and be part of it, which would be amazing, or they cannot, and it's fine. It's all good. The movie's happening with or without them. So the more that you can cultivate that energy around yourself and around the project when you approach them, the better. And again, that sort of gets rid of that desperation thing. The second thing I'd say is keeping it casual and low pressure when you approach them. I don't like to make people feel this is a big deal and this is make or break for me when I go to them for money. I much prefer it to be like, I'm working on this project and we start filming on this date. We've got a gap in the finance. We're still looking for this amount. And I thought of you and I just think this would be such an amazing thing for us to do together. I just have this feeling it'd be wonderful. Can we meet up and talk about it? And most people will say yes to meeting up and talking about it. And that's what you want in the beginning. So it's either whether you call them, whether you text them, it's just like however you would normally communicate with that person, whether you email them. But in the first place, it's very casual and very sort of like also positive and just like, I think you're a great fit for this and that you would love to be a part of this. And then once you meet them, that's when you give them the pitch of the film, you share the stuff. And the important thing, as I said, is just constantly making it seem this movie is happening. And I don't care if you have zero finance. Like if you're meeting the very first person and you have no money lined up and you have no idea how your movie's going to happen, still, you're going to sit with them and you're going to be like, we are starting filming on this date, blah, 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 blah. Everything's awesome. We're so excited. It's all great. It's amazing. It's basically like this train is leaving the station and you can either jump on and be a part of this amazing experience or you can miss out. That's the choice. So I think when you make it like that and it's just very positive and it's very exciting and you can show them all the materials that you have. And as I said, definitely have to have everything prepared. You got to have a great package. Do not ever go up to anyone to ask for finance until you have everything prepared and you've got all your ducks in a row and you know exactly how you're going to make the film and you know exactly what it's going to look like and you've got all the answers. And at that point, you meet with them and you give them all that and you tell them and you get excited and your passion and your enthusiasm and your excitement is going to be totally contagious so that they're like, yeah, I want to be a part of this, of course. So just one little thing about the raising of finance that I'm going to say is before you do that, you would also want to have your LLC set up. So if you're in America, LLC is a limited liability company. Each movie that you make is going to have its own LLC. Even if you have a film production company, you're still going to make up one that's specifically for that film because it's like it's an entity, it's a business entity that exists solely for making that film and selling that film. So you create an LLC for each film. And I would strongly recommend having the LLC set up and ready to receive money before you approach anyone. Because what I know about financing is if somebody does say yes, you want to be able to move fast to actually get the money from them. Because quite often, like someone might be like, yeah. And then if you reach out, you go, okay, great. I'll come back to you once I've got everything sorted out. And you come back to them a month later and they're sort of like, yeah, I kind of thought about it. I don't think so. So don't give them that opportunity. Have everything ready so that if they're kind of like a yes or a soft yes, you can send them a deal memo like that day and you can get them on the hook in writing. Move fast. That would be my recommendation. So get your business ducks in a row. That's the main part of selling. Now, I have had students in my program who have raised up to $500,000 selling shares for their movies under the methods that I teach. I don't think anybody else sort of like teaches this particular approach. This is how I finance two of my films. And I've broken it down to a system. It works. It works for me. It's worked for tons of my students. It does take getting out of your comfort zone because, as I said at the beginning, a lot of us have a lot of fears and blocks about asking for money. This is very confrontational for a lot of us, you know, because it really requires you to know the value of your project, to believe in your project, and to be passionate enough to go out there to sell it. I will always say this, though, about that. If you're not willing to get uncomfortable for your film, if you're not willing to be uncomfortable asking someone for money, going out there in that kind of way, I'm not sure that you even deserve to get your film made. Like, if you're not willing to fight for it, you want somebody to give you money, whether it's $10,000, whether it's $100,000, whether it's $1 million, right? It's all money. If you are wanting someone to give you money, you should be willing to get out there and fight for it. And I think it's so important that you do feel 100% aligned with your project, with what you're doing, 100% passionate about it. Like, this will be a great film. If you don't feel like that, then it's probably not worth doing. You're probably better to either find another project or work on that one until you do feel that. Because you can't expect people to put money into your projects unless you're like 100%. What I found too is sometimes people will say no. Sometimes people need convincing. And no doesn't necessarily mean that you should go away and just disappear from them. Sometimes no is, what would make this a yes? Continuing a conversation with them so that they might immediately first say, thanks for sharing me with stuff about your movie and it seems great, but it's just not for me. But if you feel really like clear, like that person does seem like the right person to invest in this movie, come back to them. Don't just walk away. Go back to them and say, hey, I understand that it's a no for you right now, but I'm wondering, what is it specifically about it that you don't feel sure about? Why is it a no? How can I bring you on to this? Because I just have this feeling that you should be a part of this. This is going to be an amazing thing. And this goes into that mindset thing. I always say this. You always have to remind yourself that you could get money from anywhere. There's trillions of dollars floating around this planet, and there's so many places you can go to get money for your film. So many people, so many sources. There's so many places it could come from. But there is only one of your film ever. They'll never get another chance to be part of that. And if you really believe that your film is going to be special and unique and amazing and all the things, and as I say, if you don't feel that, I don't know if you should do it. But if you really feel that, then you'll see that you're doing them a favor giving them a chance to be involved. Because how many times in your life do you get to be involved in something so amazing? Like, I know from my experience making films, it's a magical experience. And for the people who get to be involved, it's magical. It's special. It's the thing that we dream of. And so if you're offering that to people, don't ever underestimate like what the value of that is. Sometimes, as I said, I think we as filmmakers, we get so caught up in our fears around money and our scarcity around it that we miss that point, that we're giving people a magical opportunity. So as I said, that's a little bit about private equity. I do think also it's great to raise some money through crowdfunding. That's probably a subject for another day. I have lots to say about crowdfunding. But this just gives you an idea, some ideas about actually raising finance, and hopefully just demystifies it. There's one other thing perhaps just to speak about since we're talking about finance. You might be wondering what you are offering people. Normally with a film, the investors get their money back plus 20%. So film turns a profit. Say they invested, and I'm going to use basic numbers so that I don't get confused, but say they invested $100,000, right? And your movie cost $100,000 to make. And then after you've made it, you sell it for $200,000, right? So you make $100,000 profit. So in that case, they would get their money back first. They would get their $100,000 back first. Then they would get 20% extra, so they would get an additional $20,000. So they get $120,000, and then there'd be $80,000 left over. And that would typically be split 50-50 between the filmmakers, aka you, and then also them, the investors. So whatever profit there exists after that is split 50-50. And obviously then the filmmaker's profit share, you might share those points. That's when we hear about points in Hollywood. You might share those obviously with people who work with you, especially if it's a micro budget film. You'll probably give points to each of the producers, will have points, the director, the main actors, maybe the DP, etc. And it's just a way to incentivize everyone who works in the film to like really put their best into it. Because if it does make a lot of money, then they all stand to profit. Typically, as we discussed, most movies don't make money. So I always feel be generous with the points, because if the points actually become meaningful, if your movie makes so much money that they're actually a thing, you've hit the jackpot anyway and you will be glad. And if they don't, if your movie doesn't make money, it's fine. You know, like you were generous with the points and the points ended up meaning really nothing. So that's just a little bit about the sort of structure. Let's go to a couple of the questions. So Christoph Kiss said, can I ask you, when did you start filmmaking writing? I finished my first screenplay in 2005 and sold it that year. And so I sold my first screenplay in 2005. And then I worked in LA as a screenwriter for 3 years. And then I made my first movie. My first movie I made, we made it in 2009. And then I was in Sundance in 2010. And since then, I've made 2 more features. I just want to point out something too, because I think a lot of people right now are sort of like, oh, coronavirus, the economy, can't raise money. No one's got any money, can't get money. I raised the money for my first film, $140,000, which not a huge amount of money, but it is a huge amount of money as well. It was a huge amount of money to me at the time. I raised that money in 2009, which was in the middle of a recession that was pretty much as bad as this. I mean, it was not a good time financially in the world, if you remember. It was immediately after the 2008 financial collapse. And so I just want to say to you, if you plug into the story that like it's impossible now, nobody's got any money, can't get money, no one's got any money. If that's what you make your story, then that will be your story and you won't be able to get any money. But I would just invite you to have a look around the world. There are still people with plenty of money. There is still plenty of money out there. The money didn't just disappear, you know, overnight. There are still people who can invest in your movie. And so if you want to make your story that it's impossible to raise money at this moment, it will be. But if you choose to believe that it is possible and you go out there with that attitude and you know that your film has value, and perhaps value right now for this world in this moment, you will be able to raise money. There is still money out there. There's still people who have money. It's still there. Okay. And I know a lot of people are hurting and I'm not disparaging that. I mean, my family is taking a hit for sure. My husband's earning way less than normal. So I understand, like it's real. But there is still plenty of money and there are still people who would invest in your movie. So don't get into that negative headspace. And I say, my first movie, I raised the money in 2009. When everyone was like, oh, you can't get money now. I did it. You can too. All right, you guys, I hope this has been helpful. That's what I've got for you this week. If you have other questions about financing your film, feel free to reach out to me. You can always get to me through Instagram at Diane Bell. Also, I'm still sharing a free training on the 5 keys to filmmaking success. You can find that at www.dianebell.com/filmmaking. Okay, so it's dianebell.com/filmmaking. And you can check that out. And for my podcast listeners only, you can still register for the Shoot from the Heart Filmmaking Academy. So check out the free course and then you will find information about joining the academy if it calls to you. If you have enjoyed what you have heard today, if this approach to making a movie makes sense to you, if you're like, aha, I could do this, please check out the Academy. That's where we take this work and we go so much deeper, providing you step by step what to do every inch of the way, giving you tips on everything from how to talk to the investors, exactly what to say to them, what to say in your emails to them, you know, the package that you're creating, every little detail is covered. The LLC agreements, the budget, the schedule, the whole darn thing. Also, of course, you get those monthly calls with me when you register. So you have me rooting for you all the way, as well as being able to ask me any questions that come up. I think, honestly, those calls are one of the most valuable part of it, because I'm not going to lie to you, making a movie is hard. Raising finance for a movie can be hard. It's not for the faint of heart. And most people give up. But if you have a whole team of people, a whole community rooting for you, cheering you on, keeping your spirits up, I swear that is worth its weight in gold. So do check out the Academy and sign up for that free class, dianebell.com/filmmaking. I hope to see you there. As always, I appreciate you listening to this so much. I really, really am grateful. I'm grateful for all the lovely messages that I get. If you do get anything out of this podcast, if it helps you or inspires you in any way, I would so appreciate it if you would leave it a review in your Apple or wherever you listen to your podcast. I know some of them don't have reviews like Spotify, in which case just send me a message on Instagram. That would be just as awesome. Okay, guys, have a great week. I'll see you next week.